So Divine Love and Wisdom and the opening of True Christian Religion draws a distinction between esse and essence. And esse is the divine love, that which is beyond any comprehension. And essence is the divine love united with the divine wisdom. So that's kind of how it's described. And what's put forward is the idea that essence is from esse. So the distinction is drawn, and the essential aspect has to do with creation, and creation, spiritually understood, is always about the regeneration of the human mind. So the whole thing is about that process. How does the Lord bring about the regeneration of the human mind and maintain freedom and rationality, I think is what's here. And that apparent separation of good and truth enables that to happen, because when we operate from truth, we operate using the as of self. Whereas if good just took control, then our sense of being a self involved in the process wouldn't be there. So this is why we have this apparent separation of good and truth. And of course, truth is good. It's just good in a form that gives us the ability to respond. And I was reminded, as people were sharing, about Viktor Frankl lays an emphasis on being response-enabled or responsible. And that's what truth provides. It provides the ability to respond as of self to the Lord. And this is the coming to meet aspect that's mentioned here in the text. And we have this distinction between divine truth and truth divine. That's how Potts draws a distinction between the two. So divine truth is capital D, capital T, and then you have this idea of truth divine, which is small t, capital D. And I looked into the Latin, and that capitalization is actually in the Latin as well. So truth divine is divine truth as we are capable of receiving it. So it's our understanding of the divine truth. And of course, no one can grasp the divine truth as it is in itself. But we do have an understanding of divine truth that we work from. And that understanding, I think, is what's being pointed out in this reading, is still the Lord. It's still the Lord. No matter how we're caught up in appearances or even the falsities that are present with us in terms of our misunderstandings of things, the Lord is still working through it all to put us in that sense of coming out to meet. And that's what I think is captured here. So what is good? I mean, this is always the question. From a logopraxis perspective, what is good is that which facilitates the reformation and regeneration of the human mind. So in that sense, truth divine is good because it facilitates that process. And truth brings us to what is good. Just on that, in 6994, which is the expanding out the contents, "And also, behold, he goeth forth to meet thee," signifies reception, "and he will see thee," signifies perception, "and he will be glad in his heart," signifies the affection of love, or, you know, charity, because this is all about the spiritual church. So just that idea that there's nothing in us, in ourselves, that engages in this process. It's all the Lord. So the Lord gives the affection, moves us forward, leads and guides us, tells us what it is we need to do, and we respond from that affection that he has created in us. So there's nothing in terms of, you know, even our responses are from him. And I was just reminded earlier in this sort of period about that it is love to the Lord from the Lord. Like, we can't love him other than through what he provides for us.